Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All right, 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, the director of Louisiana's governor, Louisiana's Department of Homeland. Anyway, we know who you are. GOSEP. Good morning, Jacques. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How's it going today?
I'm all right. I got to tell you, I was able to drive home yesterday, Colonel, and I just got off the phone with Scott Boyle talking to him about road openings and so forth. I think, and look, I'm the first one to hold public officials accountable. I think you and the governor and the entire, everybody, all law enforcement, meteorologists, everybody knocked it out of the park on this one. I think you nailed it. But to quote Russell Honoré, you can't get stuck on stupid. And what I saw yesterday with people driving on the roads that were open was just incredibly crazy. And I knew they were going to lead to roadways being closed. Tell me what you're seeing around the state and where GOSEP stands on this, because I think y'all have done a tremendous job.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a team effort of everyone, including y'all. But, I mean, you're right. You got people that are getting out there. They're stir crazy, and maybe they're going to work, and they're moving excessively fast. And this is one stubborn cold system. I mean, Mother Nature is stubborn today, this week on this. So, you know, We're facing with morning lows today in the mid-teens to mid-20s, and it'll remain, a lot of areas will remain freezing, below freezing all day today until midday, and then we'll start to see that thaw come out. But then once again overnight, Friday, we'll have morning lows and then nights and wind chills in the mid-20s, and then all the way into Saturday, we'll start to get into the high 20s. So This is not going away anytime soon. So I tell everyone, as you get out on the roads and you're going back to work and you're on those streets that have just been open, please be cautious because it is very dangerous out there.
Tell me, Colonel, if you will, about strategy from this point forward, and let's concentrate maybe on the New Orleans area and the North Shore, since that's primarily who listens to us, although at this time we do go out to most of the state before the sun comes up on WWL AM. What is GOSEP's main focus now? Is it trying to keep people from getting in accidents, trying to get the roadways open? Tell me what the next step is in your plan.
Well, it really gets tough for us now. So for people, it would start to get better. But there's two main concerns. Obviously, the roads are the most critical that our Department of Transportation and state police have been out there working. But the challenge for us, the real challenge, is going to be the water systems. We started to see it yesterday. What is happening? If you think about a water system, they produce the water, then they pump them into the towers, and then the towers gives you the water pressure. Well, what we're seeing is when it started to thaw out, all the water lines where there's no moving water, for example, inside the fire hydrants, we started to see the fire hydrants and the flanges of the fire hydrants crack the water systems, and that leads to leaks. And we saw drops in water pressure all in the Acadiana area and some of the Bayou River parishes. Mm-hmm. That's coming to New Orleans and the North Shore. So our challenge now, and State Fire Marshal Chief Brian Adams has done a great job coordinating that, but now we become in a very, very critical issue where firefighting and fresh water is our absolute concern from this afternoon into Friday and into Sunday. So we are putting water systems in place to support all the municipalities and parishes, and it may be something like our fire departments getting unprocessed water from fresh bodies of water and putting them in tanker trucks so we have the capability to fight fires.
Colonel, as you say that, I think, you know, there's this movie, whatever the hell the name of it was, where they had this, you know, visualization of the Arctic ice moving across the country real quick. It's almost like that in slow motion with the cold front. It came in and the snow, and it froze everything and it tied everything up. But now behind that comes this wave of thawing and defrosting, and that's going to have its own set of problems. That's what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's going to have its own set of problems. Thank goodness that we did not have the sleet and the ice, and we don't have the power outages. If we had power outages on top of this cold and these water system problems, we would be in a much more dire situation.
You would
so
have a lot of...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Like I said before, it is a stubborn system, and, you know, we're fighting it, and I think we're achieving success, but, man, I want this thing to go away.
What is your message? And look, it's Mother Nature. You can't fight Mother Nature. This is an unprecedented event. We knew that the same thing was that it was going to happen, a two-day event. We knew it was going to be after yesterday and the snowfall. We knew it was going to be Thursday and Friday. So I don't know why anybody should be surprised about today or tomorrow. Your final thought, Colonel, for people that are listening right now?
Just please be safe. We're going to get through this together. Just be safe. Be cautious on the roads. Try to conserve your water as much as you can. But water is your lifeline. So access to drinking water, if you drive to the gas station, just walk inside and buy some bottled water. But we will be here with you through the end.
And no driving unless you absolutely have to. Still, patience and common sense, right?
Yes, sir. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. I want to hear from y'all on Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. At what point is this causing you inconvenience? Because we all had fun, right? And I'm not blaming anybody for this. I just want to know what challenges you are going through and looking at now as we enter day whatever it is of this. It is Thursday, January 23rd, 6:31, minute late time for WWL First News.